Got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. Lines are open at 503-250-1080 or toll-free 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right. It's the Rick Emerson Show. We're here with Sarah Dillon, F. Matt Peterson, Tim Riley, Kristen from accounting. Man, how was Clyde just yammering about? Clyde was just in here trying to get me to say the F word.
I guess it just got passed by the FCC that you can't.
You know, that's one of those things that that you read on paper and it looks like a good idea until you do it, and then you're going to find out that it's not actually the case.
They may have ruled that way. We'll not be testing that ruling.
Yeah, Clyde was just in here trying to convince me that it's that they just passed a law saying it's okay for me to use the F word repeatedly on the air, which isn't really the case. It's not really something I'm going to be doing. All right. Because technically, in the right, not to get off into a whole diatribe about the FCC, but technically speaking, in the right context, it's been legal for a long time anyway. Depending on the the context in which you use it, it's never been illegal. Because the way the FCC laws are written, it's so impossibly vague and bizarre that really, this is all I'm going to say about it. Really, all this time, ever since what, Pacifica was 72? Ever since that Supreme Court case in 72, as long as you were using the F word in a non-sexual sense, it's always been legal. In other words, you could say, I can't find the keys to my effing car, but you couldn't say, I'm going to go home and, F the dog or something.
So it's an adjective, it's okay, it's always, verb,
yeah.
Not
yeah,
somebody.
Exactly. What the F is going on around here would have been fine.
It's always been legal. People will think I'm making that up, but it's always been legal as long as you use an ad, but you'll notice that nobody does it. Because it's one of those things that may technically, it's what they call de jure law rather than de facto law. Meaning that technically it's legal, but you know what, you do it and your ass is still going to be yanked off the air by the general manager. So, anytime somebody wants to step up and, offer to pay my legal fees, I'll start doing that, all right? It's 503-250-1080 in Portland. Rick, Kristen from accounting is really flexible. Why have you been hiding this fact? I don't know, hiding it.
Well, I'm not really flexible.
Oh, that's a lie.
I know some people who are far more flexible than I am.
Do they,
How well do you know them?
I was going to say, do you guys have free time at the same, time?
In the biblical sense of knowing?
You guys got the overlapping free evenings?
I'm working on it.
Excellent.
Give me a break.
If anybody who came to the listener party saw evidence that you're flexible, you did that. You did the splits all the way down to the stage.
No, I couldn't quite do it all the way.
Well, it's close enough.
What can I say?
Let's see. Tell Kristen I washed my ass today. Not only that, but she can pretend she's alone or with John Cusack or whatever she wants, anytime she wants. That's Scott. So there you go. Standing invitation from Scott with the clean ass.
Nice to know.
Yeah, well, it's a sophisticated audience that we cater to. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland. Later on this hour, we got today's top five. Top five artists that we regret making stars. In honor of, I think, 12 years ago this week that Milli Vanilli got stripped of their Grammy for Best New Artist, your phone calls, and all that. In just a moment, we're going to finish up today's How Chicks Think segment. This, however, is Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom.
And now, it's not just news. It's news with Tim Riley, live from the newsroom of Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Paris Hilton says she never thought the sex tape she made with her ex-boyfriend would ever become public.
Uh-huh.
The socialite and heiress to the Hilton Hotel fortune said in a statement to the AP she feels embarrassed, humiliated, especially since her parents have been hurt.
Yeah.
Snippets of the homemade video have been sent to various media outlets and have been making the rounds on the internet. Her ex-boyfriend, Richard Sullivan, said the tape was stolen and copies made without his permission. He's filing a $10 million slander suit against the Hilton, her parents, and her family.
This is like a virtual replay of the Pam and Tommy thing, because they made the same claim that it was stolen out of, as Tommy Lee said, stolen out of a safe the size of a refrigerator. But I mean, it's like we all kind of know that's. I mean, I don't know if it's untrue in the Pam and Tommy case, but there were rumors like from the very beginning that they released it because they wanted to make the money. We know that the one with Vince Neil and what's her name, Janine, that porn star. We know that that one was, I think, leaked onto the market by Vince Neil. I think the same thing with the Pam Anderson, Brett Michaels one. Jesus, how many people has Pam Anderson, how many rock stars has she slept with anyway? Good God.
Add Pamela Anderson to the crowded list of celebrities with their own clothing lines. The Pamela collection will include jeans, t-shirts, sweaters, jewelry, lingerie, and fragrances when it reaches stores in the fall 2002. She'll debut the line February 24th in Vegas, where she'll be meeting with buyers and retailers. So that's that. And from Dallas, Texas, comes word a 21-year-old student at Southern Methodist University is in the hospital in critical condition after chugging down water in an off-campus competition with frat members, a pledge to the Phi Phi Alpha fraternity, drank an unknown amount of water from a gallon container, and became dazed and incoherent. Apparently they think this is some sort of hazing. Disney's new Santa Claus movie has the jolly fat man drinking, robbing, swearing, and having sex. This is a Miramax movie. Santa Claus portrayed by Billy Bob Thornton. He's shown drinking, sexing, and robbing his way through the holidays, so don't miss that. TV Tonight, yes, the Britney Special Kids is on at 10 o'clock. Britney in the Zone. Before that, the next Joe Millionaire in International Affair, a double one.
Let's talk about... Oh, never mind. Now, I'm just going to say that if you're turning into Fox tonight, yeah, you're going to get not one but 2 hours of the next Joe Millionaire back-to-back to cover... That's the thing about them canceling Skin. I swear to God, this is the last time I'll complain about it. But this is the thing about them canceling Skin. It's not like they're replacing Skin with some other promising new show they're going to give a chance to, or, you know, replacing with something people can't... Like, let me put it this way. If they'd canceled Skin and had put on back-to-back Simpsons or something in its place, then fine. You know, at least you're getting something of equal or better value. But it's like canceling... You know, it's like when you go to see Cats, you know, and the lead guy is, you know, dead and there's the understudy. That's what you're getting here. You're getting, like, the janitor coming in and stepping up and playing this. So, I mean, replacing Skin... Which at the very least was, you know, was an okay show, and then you're replacing it with a show that no one's watching. There is no one watching the new Joe Millionaire show. So to cancel Skin under the dubious proposition that it had no viewers, and then to replace it with something that everyone is actively avoiding seems to reek of bad decision making. But, you know, I'm just saying.
Also on tonight, Biography with James Brolin. And let's see here. Bonanza, which replaced Little House on the Prairie, has been replaced by MASH. At the war's end, Hawkeye has a nervous breakdown.
Yeah.
I'm Jim Riley. Next news, when it happens.
All right. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland. Rick, your claim about Star Blazers is not true. I grew up in San Francisco. I watched Star Blazers for 3 years. Us Californians were not left out. By the way, I heard that the Scratch Tour featured Star Blazers footage. It did. I went to see the Scratch Tour at the Roseland a couple weeks ago. Z-Trip and the Executioner and so forth. There was a bunch of Star Blazers footage. Too bad I was in Seattle. F-Matt with the wave motion gun.
This F-Matt is brought to you by EditHere.com.
All right, there you go.
You know, did you mention earlier about Britney being her doing her ABC special tonight?
Yeah, but it's at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
At 10 o'clock, way after anybody who would possibly be interested
after
in listening
the football
to,
game.
Yeah. Well, she's gonna. All of her audience is going to be... She doesn't... You see, the thing that Britney doesn't
understand...
Are you
kidding? Understand, it's on after Monday Night Football. Hello?
Yeah, but nobody's going to watch
built-in
that.
Built-in audience.
No. Are you going to watch it? Well, you're a freak, though. You read Bon Appetit magazine. You are probably going to watch it. You knit doilies or something when you're not here. So Matt's probably not a good case study.
I don't knit.
I'm just saying. This is the thing that Britney doesn't understand, but which I know, which is that Britney pretending to be a little hoe is no longer a sufficient marketing scam. You know what I mean? Because Britney came out when? 1998? 1999? Something like that? It's when Oops, I... Hit Me Baby One More Time came out.
Yeah, it must have been 98.
Little kind of slutty schoolgirl and whatnot. But, I mean, just in, like, the 5 years since then, the Internet has had such a huge explosion. File sharing services and whatnot. If you want porn, you want... You know what? If you want something to wax your carrot to, you're just going to go find something and do it and be done. You know, you don't need... You no longer need Britney Spears to arouse you. You know,
you really don't.
So, I mean, there's no motivation for guys who just want to leer. Like, if you just want to leer at some chick that looks like a schoolgirl, I got a webpage full of girls like that right now. You can go there.
Showing
like
actual skin.
Yeah, you can go and look at Sam flashing her boobs at the camera in, like, in a tartan skirt. You know what I mean? If that's what you're into. So, I mean, if you want that, man, I'll pander to you right here. I'm not even gonna pretend that there's artistic merit. I'll just pander to you right there on my website. And if you want to hear good music, a million places to hear good music. Britney offers none of those things. Britney offers no actual nudity or sex, and she offers music that no one wants to hear. So she's got to find a different angle right now, because the one she's got, she is headed for a huge career implosion. I mean, I'm making that, it may take a while to come to light, but this album's going to underperform. That thing she did where she was turning on the waterworks with Barbara Walters or whatever last week, that was a big failure. The special tonight is going to bomb. So, I mean, it may take a while for us to realize the full financial disaster that's about to hit Jive Records or whatever her record company is. But it's, Britney's about run out of track, I think, on this particular journey of hers. All right, let's finish up the How Chicks Think thing. We were talking during the break about this guy wanted to know the one thing he could do externally that would get chicks to kind of notice him. You said the haircut?
Well, yeah, if you had to pick one thing that I think people pick up on, which can either make you or break you, is your hairstyle.
So, yeah, so the way to figure this out is to turn it around and say, well, what's the one external thing that is most, that is the biggest turnoff? And I think bad hair, chicks are turned off by bad hair.
Like a comb over. I mean, he didn't say what his, he said it was bad.
And
he didn't say what was going on.
Make the most of what you got.
Sometimes just shaving it all off. I mean, just do something, but make it kind of hip, kind of whatever.
And if you can't lose the gut, at least work on wearing something that's not going to accentuate it. Like, look at this gigantic stomach I've got.
Yeah, don't walk around with, like...
Work on the suck-in.
Well...
You know, that's what I do. Just work on holding that gut in.
No,
that's, Rick. No, chicks don't dig the flat stomach. Chicks are all over the flat stomach.
Well, but, you know, there are women who don't necessarily look for that. But if you're kind of healthy, I mean, obviously, if you're sticking your head in the KFC bucket, that's not going to be an attractive look.
No, but it's only 5 grams
of
fat.
You know, women are attracted to people who take care of themselves.
Well, I was going to say personal hygiene is definitely what he needs to...
You know what women are attracted to? And I'm just saying, in my opinion, you might be wrong about this. Here's the thing. Here is what... bottom line it. If you're a guy and you're talking about women being externally attracted to you, here is what women are attracted to. And I think this explains in one sentence why...
I can't wait to hear this.
I know. I maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think I am. I think this explains in one sentence why women are so into gay guys. Women are big fans of detail. And it's a guy who looks... You know what it is? Like, some guy never clips his fingernails. Women notice that stuff. It's like, if you've got dirt and crap under your fingernails... Women notice it when a guy notices detail.
Well, that's why, you know, guys who come home and just put their feet up on the coffee table and stuff. You know, women are like, oh, don't put your feet on the coffee. Like Jolie, you can just hear her in the room
right now. Her. Yeah.
So, yeah, you're right about that. Women are more into the detail. And it's not like you have to be perfectly put together all the time, but just look decent.
Yeah.
You know, give yourself a little bit of...
Well, if nothing else, just do what I do. Just go into the store and ask, find some dude, you know, or some girl, and just say, what can I wear that won't make me, you know, look retarded?
But even like you said, you know, just putting on the black jeans and a black T-shirt with a leather jacket, that'll work wonders for a lot of women.
And it's hard to go wrong with it, you know? it's hard to screw it up.
You don't have to, even if you're colorblind, you don't have to worry about the color thing. Just... Pick something really basic.
Just own nothing but black and white. In Hillsboro, Rob, you're on Hot Talk Tonight, KOTK. What's up?
Yeah, I was going to tell you, you know, you're headed the right direction, man. Women do notice detail. Dirty fingernails don't cut it. You know, you got to be neat appearance. Wear a wristwatch because, you know, it's just the little things they notice. If you're wearing a watch, wear a little jewelry, not much, just a little. You know, women notice things like, that man's not wearing a watch.
You know what else they notice? Women notice if you're not wearing a belt. That's the thing. You gotta wear a belt too. I think.
Yeah. See, but they figure if you're not wearing a watch, you have nowhere else you have to be.
Yeah. That's the thing. You're unemployed. No watch equals jobless.
Exactly.
And plus, not only are you jobless, but you're not going to be on time for anything you do with her.
And clean them fingernails. You got to clean your fingernails, man. You can't have, even though they're short and cut, they can't be dirty.
And that's,
although,
I really can't overstate, I think, the importance of having fingernails that are not half an inch long And I'm going to speak.
And don't forget the nose hairs. You got to trim those. You got ear hair.
Rick's all about the nose hair.
Well, the nose hair. I got the Andy Rooney ear hair. But it's like I actually had, to her credit, to her undying credit, I had a woman actually just sort of sit me down and tell me this one day. She's like, you know, you've got to keep your fingernails, you know, short. She's like, if you ever want to meet a girl or, you know, kind of, you know, you want a girl to give you the time of day. And I'm like, well, why? And she said, you know, imagine me just kicking you right in the crotch with some heels. And I said, why am I imagining that? She goes, because that's what it feels like when you don't trim your fingernails.
Exactly.
And it was like, oh, okay, I understand. That's, you know, well, look, I mean, the guy, you never would have thought, if a guy, why would you ever think of that? You know, it would never occur to you as a guy. You know, it's just like having a cheese grater taken to your scrotum, you know? So
yeah, shoes are a big thing, too. You got to, you know, you can't have old broke down shoes. You got to have...
Chicks dig shoes.
Oh, yeah, dude, they got to be, you know, clean.
Yeah.
Even if they're just tennis shoes, you know, or the athletic-type shoes, if they're clean.
Yeah, no, chicks dig shoes. This show's becoming really gay.
Take the time, guys. This sounds gay as hell, I realize, but do it. Take the time, go and get a manicure. I'm telling you.
No. You've gone over the line.
No, you really haven't.
No, I know a guy who does the manicure. He looks silly. Because he gets the whole buff.
Because they're shiny.
You totally
if you have shiny
with
freaking
the clear nail polish.
Especially, I mean, let's call a spade here, man. Especially on you, because if you, because I mean, I'm not trying to say anything wrong with it, but I mean, you don't look like, you know, a girly man. You know, you look, right, like, look yeah. like a redneck. I mean, you know what I mean? You got the Ducks hat on. You got a freaking gun rack and the Big Daddy shirt. So you
I
got
don't
shiny,
have a gun rack.
Whatever. I'm saying you're the, you know, you look like a guy who would have a gun rack. You know, but if you got shiny fingernails,
you're a manly man.
To go with
that.
Your Big Daddy shirt. I mean, that's not.
You don't have to get the clear nail polish or the buffing or any of that yeah. stuff.
Well, and you know,
just, you know, you take care of your fingernails. Keep them clean. Keep them trimmed. Keep them, you know. Here's the point where they look nice.
Here's a personal aside, though, from Kristen from accounting, yeah. because I dig the guys who are, like, mechanically inclined.
Yeah.
I like a man who can work on his car.
The guy with a blue work shirt that says Earl.
Who can work on his charger, yes.
Yeah.
So I'm not, I mean, I like the clean fingernails when you're not working on the car, but see, I can understand the whole dirty.
Have a thing of lava soap in your garage.
Yeah.
Seriously.
That individual can see it when she comes
that's
over.
That's what you want. You want, that's okay. That's a good thing. You want to, here's a way to do it. If you can work this, if you can work it somehow, meet the girl on your way to the bathroom so she sees that you've been out there changing a transmission and then you come out with the hands clean. Then
yeah.
she knows that you come up well, as they say in Britain. You know, you wash up well there. All right. And if you can't buy shoes, find a black man there to go with you if you can't find shoes. You know? You never see a black guy with bad shoes. Black guys are all... No, it's true. Black guys have got the shoe knowledge going on like nobody's business. You know that it's true. So if, like, you can't find, like, a gay man or Sarah to go with you, find a black man. They're all about good shoe knowledge. Much more so than any of we pale people could ever be. It's just completely true. All right, 503-250-TANETTI, top five when we come back. Stay there, it's the Rick Emerson Show.
Live from Portland, it's Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
It's not offensive, what are you looking at me for? Yes? Something you want to say?
Just dig yourself out of that hole, right?
Digging myself from what?
I think he's right.
What's in the hole, and when you keep digging,
Whoa.
You don't
Hello.
Get out of the hole.
Hello.
If you
Kristen,
keep digging
Kristen agrees with me.
I do. Black men always have... They dress better than
white guys. They dress better
than
white men do. What are you going to do?
I'm
not. What am I going to say? No, white men always dress. White men are fly and happening. They're
black.
Not.
Black
well,
men
I just don't think it can be lumped into one category.
Of course
or the
they
other.
Can. Well, I'm sure there's an exception somewhere.
But we lump everybody else into the categories. So, just in general,
we've
black
men
we've
been talking for 20
are...
minutes about how gay men dress better than everybody else. Nobody had a problem with that. It's completely true. I wish it was a I wish I had that problem as a stereotype. No. It's just that everybody thinks that I'm, you know, everybody thinks that I'm a stunning dresser and stylish.
Black men are always well put together.
That's what I'm saying.
And they always smell nice.
Yes, yeah, so just back the hell up. All right, here's Sarah with the traffic.
Okay.
Got an opinion? Email Rick Emerson day or night at rick@rickemerson.com. This is Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. By the way, if you're looking for other reasons to be glad you don't work in radio, I get... There's this thing sitting on the counter in front of me.
What
it's
is
some
that?
Sort of a... Some sort of a meat pie. What is this, Sarah?
I don't know. It weighs about 5 pounds. I wanted to get it out of here.
It's like some weird... You know?
I just like that it was sitting in front of Sarah and then she moved it in here.
Could be meat.
What would it take to get you to eat that?
Could be cake. Would be meat cake. I don't know.
Is that meat on the inside? I couldn't figure it out.
I don't know. There's like a weird bready item stuffed with some sort of dark matter rolled in this dirty cellophane that was just sitting in the middle of the counter when we came in today. It's just one of those things and the fact that the Weekenders wouldn't eat it. I mean, the Weekenders are pretty much like a disposal for like anything you don't, it doesn't matter, man, whatever it is. It could be lint out of your pocket. If you put it in a paper plate and set it on the kitchen table, it's going to be gone. It'll be in Steve Taylor's stomach in like an hour. You know what I mean? Doesn't even matter. So, I mean, the fact that this wouldn't, that none of the Weekenders would consume this. I don't know. And it's strangely heavy for just being filled with meat. I'm going to put it over there. All right, we ready to roll this? Here you go. It's your top five for Monday.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire. is wonderful. Counting is marvelous. Counting's the best thing to do. Counting is happiness. Counting is ecstasy. I love to count.
Don't you? Here's Tim Riley in the KOTK newsroom.
It was the end of an era when Milli Vanilli was stripped of their Grammy for the best new artist, after it was revealed that they sang not one note of their debut album. And thus, did a nation mourn its own poor judgment in making musical idols. So let's take a look at these lapses in our musical judgment. These are the top five artists that we regret making into stars.
These are the top five worst choices of the American music-buying public.
Honorable mention goes to Chris Cross with two Ks.
Jump, jump.
Is this an individual or a band?
Criss Cross, this was the Mac Daddy and the Daddy Mac. This was, what were their names? It wasn't Chris. Was one of them named Chris?
Yeah, I don't recall.
Oh, lie.
I really don't.
We've all blocked it from our memories.
It's one of those things that I probably knew at one time. And
Shake Your Rump, it's like a 7-year-old singing that. You know, this would never have been acceptable if these were girls. Even those tattoo chicks are like 16. Wiggity, 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 whack. You can see the humbert hand of Jermaine Dupri behind this, by the way. Jump, jump. Sarah knows every word.
This is from my childhood. This is one of the first tapes I ever owned.
You know, the sad truth, though, if you were to remove these kids from it, I mean, it's not a bad track, actually. It kind of has that, I mean, it... I can't believe these words are even leaving my mouth. The music, it does have this kind of sort of Ice Cube feel to it, but I mean, it's... Except that it's 10-year-olds. Which he did again like 2 years. Didn't Jermaine Dupri put out some other group a couple years ago that was like little kids? Because it's like Dre has that line about him on the Eminem record where he says, Dre's talking about somebody, he says, look at me, 80 million records sold, and I didn't have to do it with 10 or 11-year-olds. It's like this whole track called What You Say. It's this... where he's calling out Jermaine Dupri about something. Jermaine Dupri just likes 10-year-olds because Jermaine Dupri himself is only like 4 feet tall. I mean, he's a little gnome of a record producer. I'm surprised Janet stayed with him that long. That's kids. That's why you should go be your record producer, because you can be 4 feet tall and bone Janet Jackson.
Number five, MC Hammer. Sounds like a mission in Iraq. Didn't we just get
Operation
the
MC Hammer?
Sounds like an older Chris Cross.
Yeah. This is when Hammer was coming back hard. And we all saw this coming a mile away because he came out and he sold like...
No, he didn't.
Matt is making the hand signs to go along with the song.
Oh, come on. Tell me you don't remember that.
I don't.
I remember, too but legit, I'm not doing it.
Too legit to quit.
Oh, stop. Quit making the hand signals to go with the song.
With his little manicured nails.
We really need a webcam.
Yeah, that's why we need a webcam so people can see Matt.
Matt, do
it. He's freaky MC Hammer. I've been here before. Yo, I ain't no beginner, but I've been new. But this is after, because, you know, Please Hammer Don't Hurt Him, which is a great pop record. Just a great pop album. Sold, you know, like 40 billion copies. And everybody thought he was a sellout. Everybody thought he was a sellout, so he should get the hell out. And so Hammer comes back, and he did that thing that all the rappers do, where he tried to come back. Remember, he dropped the MC from his name. Started wearing the knit cap that he had pulled down all low, and he was talking all hard about this new album's to check all the fools who thought that Hammer gone soft, you know, and he was trying to be all like thugged out. And it
was that with Please Hammer Don't Hurt Him?
No, this is not the follow up. This is off Too Legit to Quit, which I think is the name of the album. But he was talking about, checking all the heads that misjudged the Hammer. You know, like he was, because he was all tough, and he wanted us to remember that this for all the fools that thought Hammer done gone soft.
I can't lie. I think I own both of them. I think I own Please Hammer Don't Hurt Him and Too Legit.
The only MC Hammer record I owned was, what was the one before Please Hammer Don't Hurt Him? It was the one that had, Let's Get This Party Started, or not,
what was the name of it?
Let's get it started. Whoa.
Yeah, I think I've actually got that too. Man, I was young and dumb.
Number four is Vanilla Ice.
Ice, who toured with MC Hammer at one point, like in 90. Ice was opening up for MC Hammer. Then it was sort of like the creation that ate the father.
I met him once.
Vanilla Ice?
Yeah, he came into, you know, when I lived in Los Angeles. And he came into the restaurant I worked at and was just a total jerk.
Did he tip him? Really? That's too bad.
You know, he came in with his posse.
Was it during his Vanilla Ice?
Yeah, he was like, everybody was gathered around. Yeah, but then he got in his car to take off in his BMW and, like, drove up over the sidewalk like a total ass.
Number three, Kenny G.
You know, the...
What was he like when he came to your restaurant?
Precious moments.
Don't you dare call this jazz.
Let me just say one thing about Vanilla Ice, though. I will say this. You know, Vanilla Ice, first of all, Ice Ice Baby's a good song. And anybody who thinks it's a bad song, anybody who, you know, is going to deny that it's a good song has just not got ears. You know, that's, I mean, you know, nicked from Queen or not, I mean, it's a great song. The other thing about Vanilla Ice, you know, Vanilla Ice got a bum rap, so to speak. Vanilla Ice is one of those guys that just got taken apart for, like, no reason. I mean, it just unfairly got turned on by everyone for no readily apparent reason. I mean, there was no real legitimate reason for Vanilla Ice to be taken down as hard as he got taken down. You know, it's not like he was the best thing ever, but I mean, but listen to this, Jesus. I mean, listen to this Kenny G crap here.
This is awful.
You know, if the crime is making mediocre music, there's a whole lot of people ought to be put in that cell along with Vanilla Ice, you know what I mean? Listen to this.
If you're having problems with drug and alcohol, all is not lost.
Am I the only one who ever wanted him to be, like, walking along in one of his videos and trip and just, like, shove that soprano sax all the way down his throat?
Your call is important to us and will be taken in the order it was received. You can assist in the process by having your account number and social security number ready. This call may be monitored for quality assurance. The approximate wait time is 3 hours. Thank you for calling Quest.
I had this friend of mine who shall remain nameless. You may not want to listen to this next part. I had a friend of mine who was boning his stepsister, and...
Whoa. Okay, that opens
that's
up
a whole
new
show,
discussion.
And
man,
it really
that's...
is a friend of mine. It's really not me. I'm a stepsister. But I had a friend of mine that was having a torrid affair with his stepsister when they were both teenagers. And Kenny G had that, what is that song, Nightbird? Night Song? What is that song that Kenny G had? Matt? Don't lie. Don't lie.
I have no idea.
I think it's called Nightbird, but it's like some secret lovers song. And like that was their song. That was
so oogie.
I know, it's great on a whole lot of levels, isn't it?
Oh.
Yeah. His stepsister was hot, though. It's true. Stepsister was hot. They never met until they were both like 15. That's when the mom got remarried. What are you going to do at that point? It's, you know, nature is nature, right? You know.
Number two, Billy Ray Cyrus.
You know, this is another guy that got unfairly targeted. I mean, it's not like he's not a hick. He is, but I mean...
Well, it was the mullet.
I was just going to say the mullet is what brought
him. I think that's a full-on power mullet.
Yeah, it really is.
Open to ridicule.
But this is a great pop song. Come on.
Well, and he's got his TV show thing now, too, on Pat.
He's Doc.
He's some doctor, yeah.
I mean, if this was done by the Georgia Satellites, everybody would think it was, like, the best song ever.
Everyone did think it was the best song ever.
Yeah. Yeah, some
started
gave
a
also
dance
like
phrase.
90 million copies or something. I mean, if this had come out just 10 years earlier, Kid Rock would be covering it right now and you'd like it. In like 10 years, I'm telling you, within 10 years there'll be a cover of this and people will like it.
The Tim Riley Factor should do it.
Seriously.
Watch out for my mind. It might be walking out on
the hell. Don't tell my heart. My head can break. Do not subject us to the Rick version.
Wow, well, how can you top this?
I'm just saying.
And a number one, Michael Bolton.
There you go.
We should have called Trey for this one. Doesn't he have Michael Bolton?
Yes, he does. He does. Oh, what a terrible
song. Coffee.
I think this is the one where he's wandering around in the open shirt cuffs looking sad.
Yeah, how can you tell? Isn't that all of his videos?
Yes, it is. He's wearing the white button-down shirt with the black jacket, like the black blazer over it.
I'm not going to lie. I like this song.
Okay. The funny thing is, have you guys heard that new Johnny Lang song? Red Light. You know what I'm talking about? That new song by Johnny Lang? Have you heard that? It's, they're playing it on like, I know, I think the Buzz is whatever. What is that? The Buzz, the old contemporary, the
yeah,
music for soccer moms, whatever that station is. They're playing this new Johnny Lang song, and Johnny Lang was that guy, that kid that sounded just like Stevie Ray Vaughan when he was like 16.
Yeah.
But he put out this new song that everybody's just falling all over themselves for. Mike Chase and I were talking about this. But it sounds just like Michael Bolton. It sounds just like Michael Bolton.
And the next question is, why are you listening to the station for soccer moms?
Well, because Darius.
Darius on there in the
they
morning.
They put Darius on there in the morning.
Oh, that's right.
You know, I got to show love.
Give the love up to Darius.
I think I'll support my peeps.
Absolutely.
All right. Yeah, this is terrible. All right, we'll be back. It's the... This is where he's rocking out. All right, we'll be back. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. But he's breaking it down here. This is the breakdown. It's like a bad Mike and the Mechanics knockoff. Taking it up the step.
The modulation.
Yeah, you take it up, baby.
Few lessons from Barry Manilow right there.
From Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Candy, over there doing the hand signals.
Who doesn't? Who doesn't remember that all the hands that they were doing with the Addams Family video? And
I don't do them though.
Well, no, I don't. I don't in general either. I was doing them to be, you know, humorous.
The funny thing is, the funny thing about you doing the too legit to hit, too legit to quit hand signals is that, like, that indicates that you spent some amount of time learning them. Which means that
they
you were going
to
be using...
Yeah, they're not
that
difficult.
Yeah, but you were going to be using those at some point. What was that, like at a dance? You were like busting those out to woo the women with?
Oh, you know,
and
me,
now for my finishing, my to seal the deal, me, I will do the too legit
can
to quit
you see
hand
me
signals.
Me in like 8th grade in my hammer pants,
I could see
rocking
you
out at the school
pants.
Dance.
Did you have the kid and play hair too, all like high and then shaved off like a pencil eraser?
No.
Yeah.
All right. I
didn't have hammer pants either, but...
All right.
A bit of stuff. Am I going?
Sure.
Okay.
Call now to join us. 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Hey, by the way, coming up tomorrow, we got the top five breakup songs of all time. These are not the weepy kind either. These are the F-off songs. That's coming tomorrow. Top five breakup songs of all time coming tomorrow on the Rick Emerson Show. Also coming up tomorrow, Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine, Clyde Lewis with news at Ground Zero. Probably more Paris Hilton news. We'll have the numbers on that Britney Spears thing tomorrow, because that's on tonight, so we'll have the overnights on that. And I'm predicting, does her album come out tomorrow? Is that the deal? The Get in the Zone, Britney Zone.
It might even be today, the 17th. Yeah. It might be today, I don't know for sure.
Yeah. Anyway, so Britney Spears, so that's tonight. I can't find the picture online, by the way, this picture that's on page 3 of this week's, but don't spend your money on Entertainment Weekly. We don't, and we get it for free. So
there's a pretty scathing article in there about her.
About her?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you read it yet?
No, I'm really not going to read it. I just kind of skip through and look at the pictures.
You should. It's actually pretty entertaining.
Entertainment Weekly is sort of the opposite of Playboy for me. Because, you know, you buy Playboy, and as everybody always jokes, you read for the articles. But, you know, buy Playboy, and you look at the Playmates and whatnot, and then it's like... You know, then Playboy has a lot of stuff you actually concentrate on. With Entertainment Weekly, it's exactly the opposite. I just skip through for pictures of Britney Spears, and then I just toss it. And she's got these weird dominatrix gloves on, too. So, I can't get my mind around her breasts, and I'll tell you why. Because I can never tell... If you notice this, you can't ever tell what size they are. It's impossible to tell what size Britney Spears' breasts are. Because here, they don't look all that... I mean, they look very small in this picture. Let me look on the cover. Hey, look at the cover, and it's like you can't... It's like Madonna. It's like she has these weird... You know what it is? It's like it's like that Nike pump shoe from, like, 1992. And the... You know, up and down.
I think she's got weird collapsible, expandable cleavage or something, because it never...
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Well, it just never looks the same from two photos to another.
Well, so they do have breast implants that you can pump up.
Really? No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
You're lying.
I'm not lying. There's a little, like, pumpy thing that you can put under
your
arm.
Why would you...
But you can make them different sizes.
For what purpose, though? Why would you ever want them smaller?
I think that you actually can't get smaller, but you can continuously get bigger, put more air into them.
Ah, so you can just see...
And not have a release valve? You can't let that air back out?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, maybe that's like giving you the blades and selling you the razor kind of a thing or whatever. You can make them bigger, but once they get to be like a double H, you have to go in and get them professionally shrunk down again. Yeah. Anyway, so the Britney Spears thing is on tonight, which... And I'm just going to make a... We were talking about this during the break. By the way, when Matt and Sarah weren't busy arguing over how to best do the too legit to quit hand signs. Now you're leaving out the other two! Well, we're talking about Britney Spears.
I don't know the other two. That's Sarah's thing. If there's another two in there, then she remembers it better than I do.
Anyway, we were talking about Britney Spears, and it may take them a couple years to admit this, but Britney Spears teetering on the precipice of a big financial fall. Her record will probably open pretty big, just like that Matrix film, but man, it's gonna collapse like a bad balloon. So Britney's headed for a big collapse. You heard it here first. All right, we'll be back to finish it up after this. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Stay there.
Only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
It's the saddest segment of the broadcast and day, the final segment of the Rick Emerson Show. Like us next at 3, followed by the world-famous Phil Hendry Show at 7 p.m. More people sending me Britney news left and right. More of this article about her singing about self-gratification. Britney says, when you turn yourself on, that really is what turns the guy on. So I say just make yourself happy and let them just kind of follow up after you. I'm all for that. And it's less work for the guy then anyway. You know what I mean? You just get a head start and then we're just sort of, you know, bringing up the rear, as it were. Then we say, you know, then I'm all for whatever's less effort. Meanwhile, Brittany has some advice for Maryland's first lady. Remember that, what's her name? The wife of the governor of Maryland, who made that comment on how she'd shoot Brittany in the head if she could. Spears told Entertainment Weekly that Kendall Ehrlich, quote, probably just needs to get laid, end quote. What a mouth on that girl.
That's in the Entertainment Weekly
really?
Article.
So is it a big hit piece? Because I can't really imagine I want to spend brain power reading it.
They were kind of calling her out, saying how she isn't all sugary sweet, and she seemed really hungover, and she was, quote unquote, sick, so she had to cancel a bunch of her shows in Paris and whatnot.
Yeah, all right. Rick, dude, you're apparently the only person on planet Earth who's never seen Madonna's breasts. They're pretty big, but not huge. How have you not seen them? What's there to be confused about? I don't know. I think it's just it's an outfit thing. Because you see that, like, the Beautiful Stranger video that she does with Mike Myers, or, like, the Like a Prayer, and it's like she's just, I mean, she's busting out all over. You know what I mean? She's kind of in danger of falling out, Lisa Loeb style. But then you watch, like, the Human Nature video, and it's, I don't know. Maybe she's doing, like, a breast binding thing or something. She's doing like the Carrie Fisher. I don't know. I got nothing. All right. Coming up tomorrow on the show, we got Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine who's going to be with us. We got Clyde Lewis with News at Ground Zero and top 5 breakup songs of all time for reasons that we will discuss tomorrow. For reasons that we will explicate tomorrow on the show, we'll be doing that. But top 5 breakup songs of all time with a special guest.
as we do that. That's coming up tomorrow on the show. We want to thank Britney Spears, Zoe Deschanel, Steve Martin, Jim Roop from CNN Radio, Michael Bolton, MC Hammer, Kristen from Accounting, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Tony Blair, Michael Moore, Jimmy Kimmel, Linkin Park. Tomorrow, by the way, Jolie returns from her vacation. You don't want to miss that. The Rick Emerson Show is produced today and every day by the lovely Sarah Dillon for Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. In the newsroom, Tim Riley, executive producer, is one F. Matt Peterson. As always, don't let the bad trips grind you down. Thank you for listening. We'll see you all tomorrow. Be safe. Bye.
Rick Emerson, live from Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.